Brian's turn. This is Brian. My wife is Dez. We thought it would be interesting for me to share our story of a recent experience rather than Dez. But please let me give credit up front to my wonderful wife. She is a much better writer than I am, so she was kind enough to help a great deal with editing and numerous suggestions on words and sentence structure. So here I go. I recently had some very positive things come together at work and was fortunate to be named a senior partner in our firm. Dez and I were both thrilled at this promotion, and she decided that we should celebrate with a special evening, which she would plan. She gave me a date to mark on my calendar and insisted that I not let anything interrupt our time of celebration. On the designated date, Dez told me that we needed to be ready to leave at 6 p.m. She even told me what suit, shirt, and tie to wear. So a little after 5, we both started to get ready. After our showers, I was buttoning my shirt and putting on the tie Dez selected while she was in the walk-in closet next to the bathroom. I glanced over to see my gorgeous wife drop her towel and step into what looked like some new panties. At least I don't remember seeing them before. They were black and off-white lace that clung to her soft skin as she pulled them up her legs and over the flawless curves of her ass. The lace of the waistband formed a V that disappeared into the crack between her cheeks. The edges perfectly framed that incredible shape, from the small of her back to the most beautiful ass on the planet. I know I'm biased, but Dez has the most amazing ass. She started to adjust the panties on her waist as she reached to close the closet door. I was really enjoying the sight of her, so I was certainly disappointed when the door eased shut. But in a few minutes, the door opened, and there stood my beautiful wife. Wow, she looked incredible in a little black dress that really highlights her oh-so-feminine curves, her sexy legs and hips, her slim waist and tight tummy, and the ever-inviting tenderness of her breasts. Dez has green eyes that are bright enough to light a darkened room, and a smile that is so warm and inviting. I'm so blessed to have her as my wife. I couldn't help but notice the deep neckline, revealing the necklace that hangs just above the cleavage of her luscious breasts. Dez has told me that she wishes her boobs were bigger, but from my perspective, they're perfect. They are firm enough that her nipples point straight ahead, and yet soft enough that there is just the right amount of movement when she walks, a little sway from side to side and a little bounce with each step. They offer a tender, inviting place to take comfort and to give pleasure with my hands and mouth. As Dez smiled and turned to show me the profile view, my eyes first appreciated the wonderful bump of her ass, and then were drawn to the protrusions of her incredible nipples against the smooth fabric of her little black dress. Wow, you look amazing, Dez. Thanks, you are looking very handsome yourself. Are you ready to go? She asked. Ready, I responded, even though I didn't know where we were going. Okay, but I'm driving tonight, she declared. I grabbed my jacket, and she picked up a small purse and the keys for her car as we headed out the door. I usually drive when we're together, so it felt strange having Dez behind the wheel. But I have to say that I did really enjoy the fact that I could take in the view of her legs as she turned to back the car out of the garage and apply the brakes and press on the gas. The short hem of her dress was inching higher and higher at every stop sign and traffic light. The thought that her lace-covered pussy was just above the edge of her dress was making my cock thicken and get all the more firm. And when she wasn't moving her legs, I couldn't help but try to catch a glimpse of her nipples as her dress opened a bit when she turned the steering wheel. I didn't know what she had in mind for the rest of the evening, but I had all intentions of exploring every inch of this beautiful wife of mine. My thoughts were interrupted when we pulled in front of our favorite special restaurant, the one we reserve for our most intimate dinners. The valet opened the door for Dez and, by the look in his eyes, got a bit of a visual treat as she slid off the seat of her SUV. As I walked around the back of the car, I noticed Dez tip the valet and say something to him in a voice too soft for me to hear. With that, we walked up the steps to the elegant entrance to the restaurant. What a beautiful sight to walk behind Dez, appreciating her gorgeous ass once again and the inviting softness of her skin so visible in her little black backless dress. As we approached the hostess desk, I enjoyed putting my hand on her back, using the opportunity to slide it over the graceful curve of her cheeks. We were a bit early for our dinner reservation, so we headed to a quiet table in the lounge. Dez seemed a little nervous and on edge as the waiter approached us. I ordered a bourbon over ice, and Dez ordered a chocolate martini, her favorite adult beverage. She was still trying to get comfortable in the seat when our drinks arrived. Maybe it was the new panties. I had barely finished half of my drink when Dez motioned to the waiter for another martini. Up to that point, our conversation had been very casual, although I did take several opportunities to compliment the way she looked, especially the sight of the very visible curves of her breasts. After a sip of her second martini, she wiggled in her seat even more. I noticed you have on new panties tonight. I hope I get to take them off of you later, I said. She smiled and said that she had a surprise she hoped I'd like. That's when she told me that the panties weren't the only thing she had that was new. She told me to take out my phone, and on the third screen, I'd find a new app. When I located the blue square with a circle inside, she told me to tap to open it. I know I looked a bit confused, so Des explained that the app was connected to something in those new panties. Well, it didn't take me long to start tapping various settings, exploring the app. When I hit the close range button and the remote button, Des's expression suddenly changed. She tightened her jaw a bit, but still smiled at me and told me, "Yes, you got it." I saw that I could move the dot up and down on the screen and see the look on her face shift. I asked her what was going on, and she told me she had a vibrator in her pussy, right on her G-spot, and that dot on my phone was controlling the vibrations. "Oh, Des, what a wonderful gift. You know I love technology," I told her, as I leaned over to give her a kiss, and then moved the dot to the top of the screen to give her a really intense internal massage. The rest of the time in the lounge turned into an incredible game. I got to play with the vibrator controls on my phone and watch Des react to all the different patterns and intensities. It was especially fun to give her an intense thrill just as the waiter approached the table and then dial it back just in the nick of time. Once, she leaned back and crossed her legs tightly. I'm not sure if she was trying to control a pending orgasm or squeezing her thighs to get more pleasure. Several times, she leaned forward and clutched on her napkin as I explored all the settings. She didn't need to say much. Her facial expressions told me which patterns and levels were the best. Finally, the waiter told us our table for dinner was ready. It took both of us at least a couple minutes before we could walk out of the lounge. My pants needed a lot of adjusting, and Des seemed a bit unsteady on her legs. After we were again seated, I tried a few new things with the controls. I kept trying to surprise her with different patterns, sometimes slowly increasing the intensity until she was grabbing the tablecloth and biting her lip. I'm not sure which had her more on edge, getting close to coming and afraid that I'd take her over the top, or the anxiety of not knowing when I would start the toy again. Finally, Des said to me in a very serious tone, "If you make me come, I'm going to scream, and that will embarrass both of us." So when we finished dinner, I helped her up from her seat. Fortunately, we both had on black clothes, so any moisture wouldn't have been visible. I started for the exit when Des redirected us to the hotel reception and told me that we were spending the night. We went to the desk, checked in, and got our room key. The kisses we shared and squeezes I gave her ass on the elevator renewed the firmness of my cock. When we got to the room, our bags were there. The room was very elegant with Mediterranean furniture and a king-size four-poster bed. Apparently, Des reserved this particular room and had packed everything we needed. The brief conversation with the valet was to get our bags to the room. We kissed some more while I fondled her ass, but before I could unzip her dress, she stepped back and said, "Brian, you teased me all evening. It's now my turn to tease you." Des's voice was very gentle but firm as she gave me instructions. "Undress completely and get on the bed on your back." She sat in a chair watching while I undid my tie, unbuttoned my shirt, and loosened my belt and the hook of my pants. I put my clothes over another chair and then, totally naked, got on the bed as instructed. All the while, Des watched my every move. I put some pillows under my head and neck so I could see Des as she stared at me and my engorged cock that lay on my stomach. Then she got up from the chair and opened a bag, which contained several of our bedroom toys, laying each one out on the dresser. Lastly, she took out our restraints. I'm sure my look was one of surprise. A bit reluctantly, I followed her directions to stretch out my arms and legs. She was going to put these on me. We had only used the restraints on Des before. But I trust her with everything, so I cooperated as she attached two restraints to the bedposts and my ankles, and one restraint to my left wrist. As she leaned to reach the bedpost, I could see that her nipples were as dark and hard as ever. She then told me that I couldn't touch myself with my only unrestrained hand while she turned on some music she had on her phone. With her back to me, she unzipped the back of her dress and slipped the straps off her shoulders and wiggled it over her hips, bending over to guide it over her heels. Then she slowly turned around, and I noticed the ridge in her panties of what must be the external part of the vibrator buried deep in her pussy. She lowered her hands from her boobs, and oh my god, did they look amazing. Des has perfectly round areolas about the size of a casino chip, and hard nipples that swell so enticingly. They just beg to be tugged and sucked. She picked up my phone and, moving next to the bed, placed it in my free hand. She told me I could now play with the controls all I wanted, as long as I promised to make her come. She again returned to the chair and spread her legs, so I had a perfect view of that lacy triangle barely concealing her beautiful pussy. Remembering what seemed to work best in the restaurant, I teased her for a couple of minutes, while she had one hand on her panties to press the vibrator deeper, while the other tugged on her protruding nipples. Finally, she demanded that I make her come, or she would take the phone and do it herself. As I jostled the dot on the phone screen up and down near full intensity, her moans intensified. "That's it, right there. I'm coming. I'm coming," she squealed. Seeing her come like that was incredible. Her body shook, her legs trembled, and my cock throbbed. After that orgasm, she took the phone from me and put my other wrist into the fourth restraint. She kissed me on the mouth and then slid her tight lips over my cockhead before she said, "Brian, to celebrate your promotion, I want you to get as hard as you've ever been, and then have you fill me with all the cum you've got. But first, I want you to watch me cum some more." She turned toward the dresser and bent over, slipping her panties over that gorgeous ass, down her legs and over her heels. Then she picked them up off the floor and put them on the pillow next to my face. I turned my head to take in the scent of my amazing wife. I got to see the pleasure end of the toy I had been controlling all night as she slipped it out of her bare pussy. From the toy selection on the dresser, she chose her favorite clit vibrator and sat back in the chair next to the bed, spreading her legs over the cushioned armrests. Apparently, her clit really needed attention. Since she had already just come, it didn't take too long for this little toy to work its magic and get her to another moaning orgasm. Though I tugged a little on the restraints, I was actually too captivated with my wife's moan of ecstasy to do much else. But just as her clit needed the pleasure she just gave it, my cock was aching for a touch, a stroke, or a lick. After she settled down a bit, she came over to check the status of my cock. She licked away the pre-cum, tickled my balls with her fingernails, and stroked my shaft for a bit before declaring, "Not hard enough yet." I grimaced at her assessment, since it actually was extremely hard and throbbing for more attention. Next, she selected a G-spot toy. After massaging her outer lips a bit, she slid the toy inside easily. My eyes were laser-focused as the toy opened her entrance and a few inches disappeared inside. I know she loved the way I controlled the toy she'd worn earlier, but I could tell how much she liked being able to control this one, manipulating it perfectly on the right spot. Soon, her moans deepened in tone as she got closer and closer to another orgasm. My cock started jumping with every contraction in her moments of ecstasy. What could be more beautiful than seeing the love of your life in orgasmic bliss, hearing her exclaim at the pleasure flowing through her body, watching her contractions around the toy and her legs spasming uncontrollably? Oh my God, the pressure was building. I really needed to come too. Soon, she returned to me, again checking my cock. After some light strokes with her fingernails and some firmer strokes with her hands, Dez got on top of me and said, "I think my pussy should judge if you're hard enough." She guided just the tip of my cock to her entrance and lowered herself so that her opening was stretched, but my cockhead didn't go all the way in. The ridge of the head of my cock was just visible outside her stretched lips. The tip sat just inside. She held my hips so that I couldn't thrust into her like I wanted to, like I needed to. I so ached for that incredible sensation of penetrating my wife's perfect pussy. Then she pulled away and told me that she wanted me to be a bit more engorged to really stretch her entrance. She returned to the dresser and selected her favorite glass dildo, the one I often use to hit her deep spot while I'm eating her pussy. When she returned to the chair, I was again intensely focused as her lips surrounded the long glass dildo going in and out of her entrance. She reached for her clit vibrator and, together with the dildo, quickly built to probably the most intense orgasm so far. Her moans turned to the loudest screams of the evening. "I'm coming again," she repeated over and over, and then, "Fuck, fuck," were her only words as another wave of pleasure washed over her. My wife's orgasms are unbelievable. I had totally given up on straining at the straps that held my arms and legs. My eyes just took in all they could as she caressed and teased her body to another orgasm. My cock was no longer resting against my stomach. It was totally erect and pointing towards the headboard, throbbing with each heartbeat and dripping pre-cum. When Dez returned to me again, she knelt between my legs and gave me some light licks, cleaning off the drops of pre-cum that covered my cockhead. She held her face just far enough away that when I tightened my muscles, my cock would jerk to touch her lips and take pleasure in licks from her tongue. Then she straddled my hips, nestling my shaft between her pussy lips and enjoying the way my shaft stroked her clit as she rocked her hips. Oh, I so wanted her pussy to stroke a little higher. Just a few strokes near my cockhead and I would get release. When my cock started to jerk like I was going to come, she moved higher until her pussy was near my face. She didn't have to tell me what she wanted as she lowered her pussy to my mouth. As I began to kiss and lick her, I had to swallow several times. All of her orgasms had made her unbelievably wet. I do pride myself on my oral skills, and I knew Dez wanted me to give her one more orgasm. At least my thoughts were not consumed by my aching cock, as I focused my attention on Dez's beautiful pussy. After some long licks of her lips and the crevice between, I toyed with her clit, using the tip of my tongue, and then sucked her clit into my mouth the way I know drives her wild. "I'm gonna come again," she screamed out, as her contractions and my sucking synchronized. Her legs tightened against my head as another orgasm enveloped her. Finally, she couldn't take it anymore, and neither could I. She moved lower again and, sliding her tight lips over my cockhead, took my throbbing, rock-hard cock in her mouth. She moved her lips up and down my shaft until I felt myself starting to jerk again. Then she told me, "Okay, I think you're ready now." She straddled me again and guided my cock to her entrance. Slowly, she lowered herself so that just the very tip opened her folds. She paused, leaned forward to kiss me, and told me how much she loves me. Then she slowly lowered her hips as my engorged cock filled her like no toy ever could. We both felt the connection as our bodies were one. I so wanted her to allow me to thrust in and out. Just a few long thrusts would give me the satisfaction I craved, the release I so needed. But pressing down hard against me without bouncing, she rotated her hips until her expression revealed that she'd found just the right spot. "Oh, that's it, right there," she said softly. Then she rocked her hips, grinding her clit against my pubic bone, relishing our union most deep. I knew that, at least for the moment, my cock was for her pleasure, not mine. I know that look. Her head tilts back and the rocking of her hips, the grinding of her clit against my pubic bone, becomes relentless. Her motion is determined. I sense another orgasm building inside her. My job was to stretch her pussy and supply the resistance she needed for her contractions. I felt unbelievably thick and as hard as ever. We were both fulfilling each other's needs. Before I knew what was happening, Dez screamed out in pleasure again. "Fuck! Fuck!" This orgasm shook her like thunder. Contraction after contraction after contraction squeezed my cock. Her legs trembled and her body jerked repeatedly. Her ecstasy must have lasted more than a minute. Finally, she fell forward, pressing her boobs against my chest and taking her time to catch her breath. My cock, still as hard and anxious as ever, was surrounded by her warmth from tip to base. When she gained enough control, she raised herself up on her arms, looked into my eyes, and said, "Okay, Brian, now it's your turn." She reached to unfasten the cuffs on my wrists and raised her hips, releasing my cock from its flawless surroundings. Then she turned around so that her perfect ass hovered just above my glistening, throbbing cock. Slowly, so deliberately, she guided my engorged cockhead to her entrance as she lowered herself. With my hands on her hips, I paused, just as the tip of my cockhead began to penetrate her entrance, gazing at the amazing sight of my ridge surrounded by her delicate lips. My cock and her pussy, designed to be together. We were made for each other. I lowered her onto my shaft, watching inch after inch of my veiny rod slide inside. She felt so tight and looked so amazing. I couldn't believe that I get to be in this beautiful woman, hold her in my hands, caress her magnificent curves. I softly moved my hand so that my thumb traced a line from the middle of her back to the valley between her cheeks. When it reached the ridges of her other opening, we both delighted in the automatic tightening of her muscles around my cock. I took control of her motion, directing her body up and down to stroke my cock and thrust long and deep. My shaft glistened with our moisture, and her delicate lips stretched as they tightly held onto me. She cupped my balls lightly, increasing the sensations. Then I held her beautiful ass above my hips, so that just the tip of my cock was inside her warmth. With a push of my hips, I drove my cock deep into my incredible wife. I started thrusting long and hard. Oh my God, I love pounding into Dez. What an amazing feeling as the intensity gets stronger and stronger. My thrusting became more urgent. The pleasure of my cockhead was all-consuming. My cock started jerking as the first spurt of cum surged up my shaft. I slammed her ass tight against my hips as I drove even deeper into her. Dez yelled out, "Come in me, Brian! Come hard! Fill me with your cum!" The next load of my thick semen coursed up my shaft and erupted from my swollen cockhead, sending shots of pure pleasure from every nerve of my manhood. Again and again and again, I grunted as my body continued pumping hot cum into my incredible wife. Each gush seemed more intense than the previous. My hips jerked with every new eruption, as if to force my cum even deeper. "That's it, Brian. Fill me," I heard Dez as she held my balls in her hand. My release was nearly complete when Dez exclaimed, "I'm coming too! I'm coming!" Not as strong as her earlier orgasms, it still so satisfied me to feel her body jerk, her legs shake, and her pussy clench to milk out the last of my cum. She leaned forward, collapsing against my legs as we stayed together, relishing in each other, cherishing our union. As a husband, could there be a better sensation, a more satisfying feeling, than having witnessed your wife's orgasmic pleasure, to then erupt inside her and fill her with all your body can produce, surrounded by her warmth? Finally, I helped Dez raise her hips to release my cock. Still very engorged, it slapped against my stomach, a bit shocked by the coolness of the world outside of Dez. I quickly reached for a towel to catch the thick cream that was dripping from the best woman in the world. As gently as I could, I cleaned us up. Sex can be messy, and this evening was messier than most. It really was a night to remember, a celebration that will never be forgotten. Thanks, Dez.